Welcome to the second installment of the Allowed Unplugged Night podcast, brought to you by Allowed.com, for those who want it louder. These nights serve as our way of showing our dedication to live music, as well as showcasing some of the finest unsigned talent around, with help from our friends at Hard Rock and Gibson Guitars. If a relaxing, acoustic-filled show was what you're expecting, then you're in for quite a surprise. Taking place on Monday, 30th of October 2006 at the Hard Rock Cafe London, the second ever Gibson Allowed Unplugged Night was certainly an evening to remember. Characterised by cold beer, good times, and most importantly, great live music. This month we've got something for everyone, with music and behind-the-scenes interviews from one-man band and guitar phenomenon Mark Wilson, stripped-down modern rockers Mailroom 34, classic rock with a modern twist from King Size, and London's own Electric City, who are so rock and roll that they refuse to strip down, even for us. As soon as opening act Mark Wilson began his first song, every single person in the basement of the Hard Rock Cafe took notice. This was thanks to Mark's completely unique hybrid guitar style, incorporating open tunings, slides, tapping, lightning-fast strumming, and drumming. Here's Mark Wilson performing New Horizons live from the Hard Rock Cafe London.
Baby, got to tell my mouth I do something wrong, 'cause you know that I've done a thing that's been too long. Baby, got to show me, 'cause I don't know the way. And for new horizons, find a brighter day. See the sky above you turning black. Ain't nothing you can do, there's no turning back.
Allowed editor James caught up with Mark before his performance regarding his approach to playing live.
It'll be loud. Yeah, very loud. Because, as I say, I've got a very percussive style and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's like I was a drummer before, I was a guitarist. So I started off on drums, then the guitar, and I'm trying to find a way to do them both at the same time.
Rising from the ashes of Leeds band Spin, Mailroom 34 emerged with the addition of singer Andy Stevens in early October of this year. In the spirit of trying new things, Mailroom 34 took up the challenge of unplugging for the first time, impressing both the crowd and themselves with a stripped-down version of their massive alternative sound. Here's Mailroom 34 with Work Too Hard, live from the Hard Rock Cafe London.
Don't work so hard, you'll kill yourself. It'll work out in the end. Remember that I told you that you don't have to work like that. Work out in the end.
The lads stopped for a chat and discussed the benefits of unplugging for the first time.
Yeah. We kind of toned
it came out with us without our ears ringing.
Yeah, and it gave us a chance to sort of feel like we're playing and actually play really, really tight and together. Not that we don't normally play tight and together.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to break down our songs and it's good to get to know the songs a bit better.
With headliner Electric City unable to strip down their sound because it was simply, as their name suggests, too electric, retro rockers King Size also decided to come out swinging and in full-on rock mode. With the look to match their vintage sound, King Size thrilled the crowd with a performance that saw the volume most certainly turn to 11. Here's King Size performing Rock and Roll Dreams live from the Hard Rock Cafe London. Speaking before their performance, King Size discussed why they were hesitant to strip down their sound.
All our songs, when we've done it before, sound a bit like theme tunes, though.
Exit music.
Yeah, we've played Unplugged here once before, but it didn't sound too great, because again, we were unprepared for it. We should learn.
The task of trying to put a band's sound into words is never an easy one. Just ask Electric City, who tried to do just that before taking to the stage.
It's indie, metal, disco, house. And that's it.
A bit of funk and roll.
No, that's
a joke.
On our MySpace it says indie, metal, disco, but it's actually like electro rock, I'd say.
Taken to the stage with a self-assured swagger, the band quickly showed why they've landed tour slots with We Are Scientists and the Futureheads, whilst wowing the audience with their whopping rock sound. Here's Electric City with Waking Up the Sun. That's just a taste of what became our second ever Allowed Unplugged Night. When you mix Gibson guitars, Allowed.com and hot up-and-coming acts, you never know quite what you're going to get. So be sure not to miss the next Allowed Unplugged Night on Wednesday 29th of November 2006 at the Embassy Club in London, which will feature Clocks, Nikki Rosie, Hungover Stuntmen and Mark Wilson. Be sure to log on to Allowed.com to find out more about this month's lineup and how to win tickets to this and other exclusive events.